Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the New Corner Office, the podcast where we share strategies for thriving in the new world of work, where location and hours are more flexible than in the past. Today's tip is about how to limit kid interruptions. Many people who are working from home are still working with kids in the house as schools pursue hybrid or virtual models. Really little kids need another adult actively in charge during the hours you plan to work. But after about age 8 or so, this might not be the case, or at least sometimes it's not the case. Sometimes kids leave you alone for hours, and sometimes it's a question every 2 minutes. Fortunately, a few strategies can help make sure that your working hours feel relatively focused, even if you are sharing the house with several smaller coworkers. I have 5 children, and the first few months of the pandemic, when they were all in the house 24/7, were pretty challenging in terms of interruptions. But over the past few weeks, conditions have improved considerably, mostly because the 2 youngest children are now out of the house during the day. If you are counting, that still leaves 3 children in my house. They are 13, 11, and 9. Our school system has started a hybrid model, but they are still in the house during most of my working hours. Over the past few months, I have realized a few things that help with at least sometimes minimizing interruptions. First, give the kids their own space. My kids do their virtual work in the basement where they all have workstations. It's not the fanciest setup. My daughter informed me that she's seen some dead bugs there. But when kids have their own space, they are not right on top of your space. Second, empower them to solve their own problems. We have done some lessons on getting your own snacks and lunches, and the kids have learned a lot about tech troubleshooting. Did you plug in your Chromebook? Try restarting it. Copy and paste the link. That sort of thing. Third, I'm trying to let the kids be responsible for their own schedules. Yes, this means that they sometimes miss things. But I tend to think that managing your own time is a life skill, and it's better to learn it now when the stakes are low. I also hold the philosophy that they are responsible for their own work. Here's a little pro tip. Maybe don't be helpful when people ask you how to do something. Well, how do you think you should solve that? Or I don't know, what do you think you should do? May sound like slightly annoying answers, but I think they're genius. When people in general, not just kids, but people in general, know that you are not the ready source of an answer, they may be more willing to try tricky stuff on their own first. Fourth, I tell my other family members about my schedule, both when I can't be interrupted because I'm recording or doing a webinar or something like that, and when it's okay. If you are all in the house together, I'd suggest scheduling your work breaks for when the kids have their breaks. That way, they know they will see you at certain points, which can cut down on the other interruptions. Now, this doesn't always work. Your boss calls you at noon, you will probably pick up, even if that's normally when you have lunch. But it usually works. You could put a red stop sign on your door if you really want to not be interrupted. Basically, if kids aren't old enough to understand the stop sign and honor it except in true emergencies, well, then you need to hire childcare for the kids or swap with your partner. And finally, those of us who work at home have to take our work seriously. My husband and I remind the kids that we have jobs. We may be doing them at home right now, which has some upsides, like having lunch together, but we do have jobs. That's how we pay for things. It's okay for the kids to wait sometimes when they want to tell you something. And it's okay for you to be okay with that. In any case, I don't mean to imply that any of this works perfectly, but it helps. And given how distracted many people feel these days, anything that makes life feel more doable is good. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to succeeding in the New Corner Office. The New Corner Office is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.